Hello friends, Steve Murphy with you. Welcome back to a brand new week, the last week of June before we move into July. Looking at the stars today from Monday the 26th of June. Aries, this week for you, your focus is on your home and your family and trying to keep everyone and everything a little more balanced than usual. This trend will continue over the next 3 weeks for you. In the earlier part of the week, Aries, you're looking at relationships, both personal and business, and this changes late on Wednesday, moving into Friday. You'll also be focused on accounts, family matters tied up with monetary actions, and also shared interests. Good luck for this week. Taurus, this week for you, as of the 26th of June, think carefully about all meetings and transactions over the next couple of weeks at least, but don't be rushed into any decision at the moment. Even with tax time looming before the 30th of June, you may be inclined to invest in communications equipment, new phones, new computers, radios, televisions, whatever the case may be. Take advantage of it before the 30th of June. Not a big week for you. You're domestically orientated up until Wednesday, and then relationships become more important for you through until Friday. Gemini, this week for you, as of Monday the 26th of June, this week can go in two different directions for you, especially with finances, but opportunities and windfalls, Gemini, they're in your money sector, and they're circling around you. At the moment, you may be well focused here on money, you may not be, but look out for opportunities to succeed with finances, certainly over the next 3 weeks. Between the 11th and the 17th of July, but I'm yet to talk to you about this. Yes, it's next month. This looks like a very progressive period, especially with your finances. A light week for you. Enjoy the romance or creative direction that you may be heading in up until Wednesday. Cancerians, this week for you, as of the 26th of June. Happy birthday to you, by the way. Look forward to more confidence and a boost to your self-esteem, Cancerians. Your sharp mind is excellent in all conversations. You've got Mercury, the communications planet. It's moving into your first house of astrology. So this means that you're a little more sharper. You're onto it. Whatever you're being talked to, whatever you're talking to with people about, or whatever you're receiving these messages coming in, plenty of information here to act and think about over the next few days. In fact, the next few weeks at least here. So a very exciting time for you. But don't rush into anything at the moment. Just think carefully. Your mind is sharp at the moment, Cancerians, and you'll be thinking carefully about all of your transactions accordingly. Leo, this week for you, as of the 26th of June, a motherly figure can share some warm advice around you at the moment. All communications, both the written and the spoken word, are more important, but your thoughts will turn to home from Wednesday through until Friday this week. Again, a motherly figure may be in conversation with you or help you with a certain direction. Good luck. Virgo, this week for you in the stars, as of Monday the 26th of June, you may feel like you're playing games with others, but use this time, Virgo, to think about and reevaluate all deals and arrangements that you have with others. They're neither bad, they're neither good, they're just floating along at the moment, and I do think that you will be having more conversations with friends, associations over these next few weeks, and dare I say even some new ones coming into your life. This is all about networking, so you'll be proactive with groups and people in general over the next few weeks. The first start of this week, when we look at the first initial 3 days, Monday through until Wednesday, you seem to be focused more on finances, but I would suggest This probably has something to do with a powerful institution, perhaps a bank, could even be superannuation. You'll be thinking about this, but not necessarily acting upon it. But it's a good progressive week. Enjoy your friendships and your networking, Virgo, over the next few weeks. This is Steve Murphy, looking up the stars for a brand new week, starting the 26th of June, Monday. Libra, how is it shaping up for you? This is a week to think more about yourself, simply because of your own well-being. But a clever plan, Librans, looks to be around the corner with your finances. This is likely, though, more so from Wednesday through until Friday. The beginning part of the week, though, you'll be thinking more about yourself. And if you're working or you're focused on some sort of community service involvement or even generally the community, perhaps a career, the focus is in this area at the moment. So there could be some surprising offers or extra interest in you from others just around the corner. Good luck, Libra. Scorpio, pleasant stars around you, surrounding you too over several weeks. We're looking at the start of Monday, the 26th of June. You may be considering branching out or even advancing yourself in some way. This is a very progressive period. If you're learning something or if you're in some form of education, many of you may be even having a break in this area. But there's something to do with study, learning, or perhaps even a course, which could even be foreign to you. So when I say foreign, it could be from a overseas source. This is a vague sort of assumption, but you'll know what I mean after about 2 or 3 weeks here. Something of a very learned, progressive period is underway here. So keep alert in this area. Also, Scorpio, you may need to get your eyes or your vision tested in this area, so there could be a consultation or a checkup in this area. Good luck. Sagittarius, looking at Monday, the 26th of June, in the week moving forward, use this time to consider a big clean out. If you can, anything that's past its use by date or to be tossed out or cleared away, but be wise with any financial decisions at the moment. They're not overly important. I feel that you could be doing a shared business arrangement here or coming to terms or agreements here. Terms and conditions are being mapped out and acted on accordingly, Sagittarius. It's over these next 3 weeks. Capricorn, this week for you as of Monday, the 26th of June, some things are working perfectly with relationships, whilst other circumstances are possibly up for review here, both personally and in business. But look forward to July because there are better situations here unfolding for you. There's a more crisper, clearer energy around you. Basically, it's from the 11th of July, but I think your management skills are certainly going to come into their own from that particular date. But it's a very progressive period here, especially with relationships, and I would say that you could be meeting new people that will have something to do with your future over the next 3 weeks. You're being looked at the moment, and I would say more admired as well, even from a distance, but you're certainly being well considered here from outside sources. Good luck, Capricorn. Aquarius, an exciting period for you. We're looking at Monday, the 26th of June. Do finalise any financial decisions, whether this is tax, investments, just general banking, or even superannuation. Do it before the 30th of June because your monetary planet, Neptune, will go retrograde, and it's not over several weeks. This is over several months. So if you've got any financial arrangements to do, do clear it up this week, at least before the 30th of June, because you're going to be better equipped now to act upon rather than later. Not a big week. It's not an exciting period for you. It's a so-so period, but therefore it's also one that you'll be able to make progress in quite easily. Your domestic sector here, including your health and your work, it's also important, so look out for advances in this area. Good luck, Aquarius. Pisces, this week for you, As of the 26th of June, happy stars are continuing to shine around you. It's over several weeks. Find an outlet, if you can, for much of your creative side to express yourself. And money matters here are more important than usual this week. I don't feel you're going alone in this area. I feel it's with a partnership, could even be with an organization of which you are reliant upon. Perhaps they're also connected with you in some way. So look out for a lot of thinking, not necessarily action, but some thinking in this area. It will change after Wednesday, so I think it's going to be a very brief period concerned with your finances. The weeks ahead are fun for you. As I say, they're more about creative sojourns or more creative expression. But for those of you who are single, look out for a very sexient, albeit transient, time. Make sure that you're out there enjoying the party life, because it's a good cycle here, a happy cycle that you're going through, Pisces. Some of you may even be a little bit more restless than usual and could be planning a trip away, so good luck. And that's the stars for this week, starting Monday, the 26th of June, 2023. I'm Steve Murphy. Have a great week, friends. I'll see you again next week with another brand new report. And until then, I'll leave you with my favourite saying, as always, what you want, it wants you to. Bye now.